What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. Cheers.
Welcome. And if you're joining us, we are talking about the James Webb Telescope, which is scheduled to be launched here in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
It's been a long time coming, and we're gonna pack it up, unpack it, and ship it off again. So we're excited about that.
Cool.
And thanks for listening. If you're on our Patreon, highly recommend that you join our patron. You use $5 a month. You get four bonus episodes. And we're going to start bringing back some Patron of the Week stuff.
Yeah.
Giving out merchandise to our patrons.
And we have like 67 Patreon episodes right now, plus the full back catalog of like well over 150 regular episodes. So hop on that.
Right. So I know if you've joined us, I know we've gotten some new listeners for the first time. So
yeah. Thank you.
You know, get the whole full Conspiracy Beer Me package.
Yeah, shebang, they say. The shebang. That's what it's called. Right. Yeah, and also if, you know, holidays are coming up and we have merch. Of course, who doesn't want merch? I know I have a lot.
Give the gift of CBM for Christmas.
Yeah, just go to our website, click on that, and even if you do a little shopping with somebody else's
store,
that's what
I'm
going to
give to
my
kids.
We get a kickback. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give my kids Conspiracy Beer Me sweatshirts.
They're like, oh, Dad's podcast isn't doing well. He had to give us this merch that he couldn't sell.
They'll enjoy that.
Sweatshirts are great.
Sweatshirts are great.
I love
especially the new ones. The old ones.
Yeah, the old one fell apart. Yeah, but you know what? We're growing as a company.
Yeah, it's great.
As a pod.
Speaking of a company, before we get into the James Webb Telescope, I thought I would mention a local conspiracy that's very near and dear to this podcast.
Okay.
So OG listeners will remember that Pine State Coffee was our original sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
By sponsor, they pretty much hooked me up.
And,
they're my friends. Yeah. They love Shane. They were great, and they still to this day are huge supporters of the pod. They still play the pod live in the coffee shop.
No kids allowed.
And they, you know, every time I would go in there, they'd be like, "Ooh, we had to turn that down a few times." It was a little Sam got hot. So they were up for a contest that I posted on our Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Best coffee shop in Raleigh.
Yeah, it's a good coffee shop.
So it was just sheer click voting. Mm-hmm. And every time you voted, it would, you know, it would enter your vote and you would see the percentages for every round.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Pine State has such a loyal following.
Yeah.
That every time the link to vote would come out, they would blast it.
Yeah.
And all of his followers, like me, I would go on. And if Pine State was losing, I would you could vote more than once.
All
I would vote like 100 times.
Yeah.
And I would see like, oh, wow, they're climbing. So now they'd be up again. All right. That went on for like all, it was like 16, then 8, then 4. Okay, so the final round is going on this past week. Ended on the 18th.
Okay.
Same thing. Starts out, Pine State's up. I would go, I never saw it where they were behind.
Mm-hmm.
They were up by like 60%, then it was 55. Yeah. At one point, it was like 51, and I sent a message out that was like, they're gaining on us. And everybody's like, I got
it.
And so I went in, I voted like 100 times, bumped it up.
Yeah.
And it went up to like 55% again. Well, then someone's like, hey, did they take the percentages down?
Oh, shit.
It would show you who you voted for.
Yeah.
And then eventually you could vote, but it wouldn't show you who you voted for.
Sneaky.
And we were like, what is going on?
Yeah,
that's really sketch.
Yeah.
So then we were like, well, then we're full bore.
Yeah,
and so all of us were
deck.
just crushing this thing.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the winner comes out. So the contest ended at noon on the 18th.
Yeah.
The winner was announced an hour after that. 321 Coffee in Raleigh.
Right.
Never been.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, the News and Observer had a full article on already written with a paragraph on Pine State Coffee. And to be fair, 321 Coffee employs special needs employees. Okay. It's a much better story.
Why would they
story.
Even pit those against each other?
Well, that because that was the top voted.
Oh, man.
I don't think
tough.
They thought that Pine State was going to have that kind of following.
That's crazy.
But I think
that's
they so already funny. Had the feel-good story of
oh, man.
This really kind of special coffee shop
oh,
that has all these people. And then when they saw that Pine State was going to win, they were like, well, we've already written the story.
Yeah.
We figured 321 would win.
Oh,
and we,
my God. That's so amazing.
And so they totally screwed our boys out of this.
Damn.
And I was like, okay, well, now, conspiracy beer me fans, go on to 321 Coffee and write a one-star review.
No, that's horrible. Like, for special needs
no,
kids?
No, I mean,
that's the
only,
worst.
That's the only bad part about it.
That's
I mean,
the only bad
I mean, I'm
part.
Saying, it, oh, if man. These, if, look, if special needs people want to be mainstreamed, which I think is the target.
Oh, man.
That's the goal,
it's
right?
Brutal.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like they screwed my boy over.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I mean,
yeah. Who is it? That was WRIL that ran that contest?
It was News and Observer.
News and Observer. Yeah. Oh man, that's we're putting that one out. That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? That's a low. So man, we're pretty ticked about it, man.
Dang, yeah, I get it.
This is why people don't trust the media, man.
Yeah,
I get it, man.
Take percentages down. They gerrymandered our vote.
This is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. Funny. That's We got screwed, man. All that voting I did for nothing.
Yeah, you got a sore right finger.
Well, not from voting, but.
Oh, right.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I got going on, man, on local news.
Okay. Yeah. Just celebrated a birthday, Justin.
Oh, yeah. I'm 48.
Wow.
Got a physical on my birthday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, the guy wasn't clear either to what level he wanted me to undress.
Oh, right. He's like, you can leave your shirt on, but I definitely need your pants off.
Well, no, well, sort of. I was like, what, you want me to take my shirt off? And he's like, no, he said that. And I took my shirt off and started to take my pants. He's like, no.
No, they don't do that anymore. They don't look at naked bodies at a doctor anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
So I put my shirt back on. He's like, I want to check you for a hernia. And I'm like, okay. So I took my pants down, and he was like, no, take it off.
No, I'm going to go through the boxer, for the hole in the front of your boxers to reach for your hernia.
I was like, just tell me what you want to see. Like, what
right?
part of my nude body do you want to see?
Dude, it's crazy. They changed the rules.
Yeah,
we used to just walk in there naked from our house, and they're like, I'm checking you out. I'm like, yep, you are. And now it's like, could somebody check me out?
Yeah.
Someone take my clothes off and give me a grade A.
They did ask some weird questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of mental health questions that were poorly worded.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I don't know. Just questions about, like, you know, do I find myself hating people? Like, never, sometimes.
Oh, I think, yeah, I feel
most
that one.
Days,
oh, yeah.
All day. I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, not, it's not all day, every day.
Yeah,
but, do I hate someone every day?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
why not?
Do I experience loneliness every day?
Yeah.
Not.
Who doesn't?
Not consistent.
No one poops with me. It's real lonely.
Yeah, it just was. They were poorly formed questions.
Yeah, I when I went in the doctor, this is when I had a full time job. I like filled out those questions, and they're like the nurse or the woman that worked at front. I don't know what she was. She was like, "Oh, we're gonna have to address this depression stuff." Like she was very like angry about it, and I was like,
"Who would
no,
talk?"
No, I was like, "No, I'm good." The doctor's like, "You good?" I was like. I have a job that I hate. He's like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
And he just, like, checked the box. Oh, he's mentally fit. He should feel these ways about his
you're
job.
I'm
human.
I'm stumbling into a friend of the pod's bit. Who has one where he's like, sometimes you should be depressed because your life sucks.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so I'm 48. That's all I got going on.
Yeah, I got nothing going on. So, hey. Hey.
So time to talk about big news.
Let's do it. Let's hear it. What's the
news? So we have been really excited to talk about this, the James Webb Telescope. Synopsis is this. The NASA is putting the final touches on the new telescope, the new Hubble. Hubble was the prior iteration James Webb Telescope.
Yeah.
The new telescope, it's going to be launched in December, we think, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And it's going to have... It's just a huge upgrade. It's exciting to NASA as like the next PS PlayStation or Xbox.
Yeah. People are lining up to see this thing launch.
Right. Everyone's doing it, and then they've already got thousands of people who are standing in line to use it for, like, they've already put in a request for use because we want to do this.
Right. There's that one guy that's like, can you just look at my ex-girlfriend's house? You're like, yeah, that's not what we're doing here, buddy. Move it down.
So it's launching. In case you don't know, I think it cost about $16 billion to make.
Just a little bit of money.
Significantly better in terms of its how far it can see. Its mirrors and lenses are way bigger than Hubble.
Yeah. I think Hubble is like basically one of those old doctor mirrors that they have the TV show MASH when they're doing surgery. But the new one is all hexagonal ones that they can actually adjust. So with Hubble, when it launched, it was blind. It was like me with my glasses off, and they had to put a software fix to account for it. Basically, they had to unblur. Like if you had a Photoshop blurry thing, they figured out an algorithm to bring it sharp. So that's difficult. But the new one has tilting mirrors. So if it's fucked up when they launch it, it just tilts.
That's right.
It's really cool.
It's way more sophisticated. It's going to also sit way farther away from the Earth, and that's nice. It's going to sit in the dark zone.
Oh, yeah.
Like this part of the Earth that's kind of always behind the
Earth. Where there's
no streetlights. Yeah, it's very dark.
Yeah.
And it's a lot farther away than Hubble is from the Earth, which again...
It's like a million miles out there, right?
Yeah, it's really far, man. Yeah,
it's a ways. That's like halfway to Mars, almost.
No. Mars is 250 million miles. We established this recently.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, 250. I was thinking two. I'm bad with that.
That would be like if you were driving 250 miles and you got the first mile, and you're like, we're almost there. Yeah. Someone's like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
That's how I am. My friends and I were camping one time, and we were going to the store to get some beers. And, you know, we've been doing stuff. And we drove.
Sex or like
no,
drugs?
Drugs. Just smoking a little weed.
Because that just sounded like we've been doing stuff.
Doing handies. But no, we were driving and like we drove forever. And then we hit the Virginia border. We're like, wow, we really missed that gas station.
Oh, dude.
That's
how
we were just like, man, we'll see it eventually. We drove like, it was probably like a half hour drive and it was 5 minutes up the road.
Yeah,
we ended up in Virginia. We're always, this is wrong.
I'm always baffled by that.
Well, you've been that stoned where you're like, well, I got
marijuana will do that. I'm baffled by it by non-stoned people.
Oh, yes. Like there's a lot of them.
I gave a guy directions one time, and I'm like, when you're going to go and you're going to see this like just completely ramshackle house. Uh-huh. This was to my parents' lake house. Right. I mean, like, it looks like just a bomb went off.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, and then you're going to take a right there. And this is back when you gave directions. Like, you're going to go about 15, 20 minutes. You're going to see this house.
These landmarks,
just boom. Take a right, okay? This guy, he drove like hours past that blown up. He's like, I was just looking for that. I'm like, at what point were you like, dude, I've been driving for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like in a different part of the country.
How do you not realize? That's like Wesley Willis. Do you know Wesley Willis?
No. It's a good movie name.
It is. It's good. Just look him up. Listen to his Spotify account. He's passed. Rest in peace. Wesley. And he had some... You know, some mental issues, but he was a great musician. He has a great song called I Whoop Batman's Ass. It's an amazing song. Supposed to play Backdoor Skate Park in Greenville, North Carolina. Backdoor Skate Park. It's like the skate park downtown Greenville. And so we're waiting, and like it's like midnight, and he's not there yet. And someone got a hold of him, and he's like, oh, I drove to Greenville, South Carolina. And he turned around and drove all the way back to Greenville, North Carolina, and played a show at like 3 a.m.
I was going to say, Greenville, South Carolina is a long way
away. It may be further,
away.
Yeah. I don't know the distance, but yeah, he showed up and played a show. How crazy is
that? He must have gotten there and figured out that he was in the wrong, because it's like 6 hours away from.
Yeah. I don't know when he turned around, but yeah, he made it there about like 3 or some shit.
That's crazy. Beaufort and Buford, we get that too, you know?
Yeah, totally.
That's funny to apply to space travel.
Mm-hmm. I went to Venus. I wanted to stop
you're
at
like,
Mars.
What? Is this Nibiru? No, this is Nibiru.
Oh, you idiot.
Very similar sound. That's a totally different galaxy.
It's across
you
the
are
border.
So lost. I don't know. You went right by it.
Do you not pass the ramshackle planet known as Earth?
We need more space travel movies where the people, the aliens, are not good at it.
Yes, I agree.
Like,
yeah,
just
like
more,
just people.
Just people. Just like, oh, shit. Yeah, son of a nutcracker.
What did I do again?
We'll fucking stay the night here in this shithole.
Yeah, we need a Barney
planet.
Fife.
Like some bad
always
aliens.
Always dropping his gun.
because if aliens came to Earth 25,000 years ago, they came to some really just...
Oh, yeah.
They're like, These people are total idiots. Yeah, man. They're
pissing and shitting themselves.
Yeah, they don't even know how to farm.
Yeah, they smell horrible. They're
chasing woolly mammoths around and eat. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the James Webb. Do you know who James Webb is?
I don't.
Yeah, most people do not.
Right.
Bit of a controversy
about
the name, because much like the Hubble telescope, mm-hmm. which is named for someone.
James Hubble?
Is it
always James's?
No, it's not always James. But I thought it was Edward Hubble, but I could be
wrong. Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So they're like, it's going to become known as the Webb telescope.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And they're like, do we really want to give that honor to James Webb, who was more of a behind-the-scenes administrator, leader of NASA for many years? Especially because people uncovered some documentation that he at least attended some meetings about preventing LGBTQ employees from working at NASA.
Oh, really?
He's been around for a long time.
What year would that have been? That would have been like...
Yeah, a long time ago.
When was LGBTQ... When did those letters come together?
I don't think they called it that.
Oh, they were
then.
Just, you know...
They used a slur of some kind.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, that doesn't look good in the memos when they reprint those.
But so they brought this claim, and hundreds of scientists, astronomers, signed this petition to have his name removed.
Oh.
Some people said it really isn't about this. They went looking for a reason to have his name removed because they were just like, who the hell's James Webb?
Right.
We want people to be excited. We want this to be the Beyonce telescope.
Right, yeah. Why wouldn't they pick
somebody
that
Cardi B telescope. Like, we want something that's going to get people fired up about this. And James Webb just... I know a guy named James Webb, not the James Webb.
And he's no scientist.
No.
No offense, James, if you're listening.
So I just think that it would be... I think NASA handled this right, because here's what they did. They brought this claim. This guy attended these meetings. Mm-hmm. They're also like, he was kind of a shitty boss. He seemed okay. But NASA's like, all right, we've heard your complaint. We're going to do an investigation, and first we're going to determine if it happened.
Right.
And if it happened, then we're going to determine if what happened warrants removing his name from the telescope. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a very fair...
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's a fair thing with what we're going through historically. Because if you cancel culture, I think, is sometimes painted with too broad of a stroke. Mm-hmm. There's more nuance to it. Some people do deserve to be canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some people, it's like, well, is what they did so egregious that it's worth, like, you know, removing their name from a building?
Right. Or is the story what if it's just a story and it's not even true? Not to say that's the case. But,
right. No, I think that, like, let us, it's harder when the person is long deceased. But I mean, like when I went to Carolina, University of North Carolina, we just call it Carolina for those not from here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember because I had studied it in my major. I was like, these buildings are named for Klan.
Oh, right. Yeah,
the guys that founded the Ku Klux Klan. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I would definitely take that off the building.
And they just now, this past couple of years, took those names off the building. But I think you have to say, did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did this happen? And if it did happen, if everything that's alleged is true, does that warrant, like, this person needs to be sort of expunged from history?
Right. Yeah.
That's a good question. And that's what NASA did. And, of course, they decided, we don't really know this ever even happened. Oh. We don't have a really solid record that he was anti- LGBTQ in his hiring practices.
Okay.
So, and therefore, we're not even going to have to answer the second question. His name stays.
Okay.
I just think it's a shit name.
It's not a great name.
No. It doesn't sound...
No.
Hubble sounds formidable.
Yeah, it's got the two B's, got the bubble. Maybe if it was James Webble, maybe I'd get on board.
I mean, I'm kind of with people that say we need a sexier name.
Yeah, or something that I think... ignites a fire in the peoples, right? So, like,
call it what?
I don't know. What's the woman's name that, like, helped get Apollo to the moon or whatever? Like, what? They made a movie about her? Like, maybe it doesn't fit the specific scenario, but there's probably, like, this is the time in history when you would choose the person of color or the female or the LGBTQ person. And because that would probably be a rallying cry of the future generation versus
what happened to naming
an old name,
naming this shit for cool stuff like Apollo or
Voyager. Like Greek gods.
Use a Greek.
Yeah, yeah.
Nefertiti like, or whatever Nefertiti? That African queen.
Yeah, Nefertiti.
Nefertiti, yeah. Call it something badass.
Yeah, yeah, something dope.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the controversy involving James Webb's name.
Yeah, dumb name,
but
James.
But the exciting thing that people like you and I are excited about is that for the first time, the James Webb telescope is going to allow us to see some things we've never seen before. Mm. So a couple things about James Webb is that it will see farther into the deep recesses of the universe than we've ever been able to tell. We will be able to see pictures in a resolution that we've never seen. So there are, for example, planets that we call Goldilocks planets because they're in the Goldilocks zone that we think have an exoskeleton, but we're not sure. James Webb is going to be able to see those exoskeletons.
And by exoskeleton, you just mean land?
Land. Okay. A crust, not a gaseous planet, but like a planet with a surface to it. So it's sort of like saying, like, we think these 40 million planets have the right temperature range to support life. Well, let's go see which ones have water and land.
So
and
we then could we'll, possibly see an Earth-like planet that looks very much like Earth.
Very much like
Earth. Because right now, all we do is judge if there's a planet or not based on a wobble of a star from it passing in front of it. And that's as much as we can see.
Right.
But you're saying we'll be able to, like, see there's features on a planet?
We'll be able to see if we'll be able to tell something about its exoskeleton.
Nice.
And I think, you know, this is the, I actually think we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but it's worth it right now.
Okay.
I think that we are actually able to travel in space.
Okay.
I think we have the technological capability to do hyperspace or to build a Stargate or some way to sort of. The problem is that we can't really make a mistake.
Right.
Like, you remember the movie, is it The Martian, where they like, or what's the one where they go to different planets? The one with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah.
Right, where they're like, we sent three people to the three most likely candidates.
Yeah.
I think it's like that, where they're like, yeah, we could go check out Antares, but if we're wrong,
that costs a life.
Like, it cost 65 years of time.
Oh, work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
and
lives
like,
are whatever.
Yeah. I mean, no one cares about the life, honestly. Mm-mm. I just think it's like, we can't really afford to make a mistake here. We need to be 100% certain that this planet has, like, life-sustaining capabilities or at least has energy sources so that we can bring you back. You're going to have to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, grow potatoes to get back.
Yeah, so I think that, so then we're going to look at those exoskeletons. The James Webb Telescope, it actually sees an infrared, which is
exciting.
The longer wave. So most of the light that we, well, the light we see is ultraviolet light.
Yeah.
Right, we see the UV. It's a very narrow range of light spectrum. Right, and that's the waves that, you know, our eyes can. The light spectrum is much, much bigger, and most of it's ultraviolet, and the James Webb can see that ultraviolet light.
Right, and what's interesting about that is like if you're familiar with how things move in space, if something's moving further away from you, it shifts red in color on the color spectrum. So
that's right.
Things that are older tend to shift to where they're invisible to our eyes, but they're visible in the red spectrum of light.
Yes.
Whereas newer things tend to shift blue. So there's red shifting and blue shifting. And anything that's brand new and moving towards you is blue, whereas everything else is red and shifting red. So that's the infrared spectrum. Basically, if we wanted to, we could possibly see back almost to the point of the Big Bang if it exists.
That's right.
See basically the path at which the universe took to get to where we are now.
Yeah, and that's a great segue because some people are very excited because the James Webb will be able to see so far away that it is very much like time travel.
Yeah.
You know, right now the Hubble can see about 24,000 years ahead of time, meaning that we can go back and look 24,000 years before light would reach us. And that with the James Webb is going to go back even further, almost to the beginnings of the universe, like very, very far back.
Crazy.
So they're really excited about like sort of looking at black holes, which black holes are just these sort of events that we know have a lot of meaning mm-hmm. in the universe. We just don't really understand much of them. Mm-hmm. I'm always perplexed about how you can see a black hole.
Well, you can see the light entering a black hole, right?
It's like a void. And you can see various things. You can see the mostly you can see the effects of the gravity of the black hole.
And they just think in the last 3-4 years, I guess it was right shortly after Interstellar, they released the first picture of a black hole.
Right.
And it looked blurry, but it looked just basically like what the black hole in Interstellar looked like.
Well, so, how did Interstellar know that then?
Because it's mathematics. Like, they knew how it would possibly enter the black hole based on how...
I thought the black hole was like... changed like a shapeshifter to look like the one in Interstellar.
Oh no!
So people would not know it's true.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no. It's like, I guess we'll stick with your reality.
I just
narrative.
Basically invented a monster in my head.
Yeah,
was
right.
Really scary for me.
Yeah, it's scary. You know, it's interesting because they did some like supercomputer calculations to figure out how they might work or look, and it turns out that's kind of how they look.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, they do that with they've done models of what not the part of the universe that we've seen, mm-hmm. but the part that we haven't seen.
All right, just kind of guess what it's doing.
Or guess what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty accurate. It's a bunch of stars.
Yeah. I mean, math's math, right?
Now, the thing that I'm most excited about with James Webb, and the thing I want to talk about today, is that some scientists are very, very excited because the James Webb is going to allow them the first really deep look at space dust.
Oh.
Now, do not let the name space dust throw you off.
Right,
because
it's not dust.
It's
right?
not. It's not at all like what you think of as dust. It's like give me some Lysol, I got to dust my furniture.
Yeah, like detritus. It's not dead skin.
It's not
dead skin
and hair broken down in these tiny microparticles. No. And they're just learning this, by the way. They're just learning that space dust is, in fact, something extremely complicated.
Okay.
It's very, very small. It is 100 to 1,000 times smaller than dust that you find in your house.
Right.
So they're tiny, tiny particles.
My air filters would not stop it.
No, you got no chance. Hmm. There's an insane amount of it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really look out into the universe and find anywhere where there's not just, like, these big ribbons of space dust. Mm-hmm. And there's different kinds of space dust. Some is sort of sand-like and others is more not sand-like, whatever this,
whatever.
They have names for it, but the most interesting of this dust has a crystalline structure where each piece of dust is like a snowflake, like each one has its own structure. And what they found about this dust is that it can do certain things when it absorbs UV light. Mm. They're made up of carbon and hydrogen, like these molecules that bond. So even though it's tiny, mm-hmm. it's got an incredibly sophisticated structure. And when these things start to come together and bond together, they can start to capture, to some degree, light.
Oh, okay.
And when they capture light, when the light's enough light, they can emit an electron. Now, when they emit an electron, which I know doesn't sound like much, right? But this
is like when you chew on wintergreen lifesavers in the dark and you see a spark.
Yeah, when you see a spark, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it doesn't sound like much, but follow the logic of what people think is like, well, if it can produce an electron, if it can produce subatomic particles through energy, mm-hmm. well, then it can create a nucleus and it can create an atom. And if dust can create an atom, the atom is the building block of everything.
Right. Yeah.
So in other words, they think this dust is what created the universe. In fact, there's entire theories that are based upon that, like in the beginning.
Interesting.
This is dust. But what is fascinating is this idea that this dust is not inanimate. It's got some like sentience to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it's moving around the universe and it's forming. Like we think of it as dust and like it's just particles. But what if particles work together in such a way,
right? Like a space jizz, just working
its
way,
just a, right. It's
through
just,
the universe,
it's
dropping little kids off here and there.
Yeah, but it's this this dust that is actually out there in the universe creating life.
Crazy.
And they're going to be able to zone in on this, and they're going to be the first really good images of dust and things we're going to get.
This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I have the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Not to mention, it includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to tame my bush and score brownie points with the in-laws. They love it trim. Gift yourself Manscaped or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20 by going to manscaped.com. Think your holiday spread is good? It's time to give thanks to the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, or as I like to call it, the perfect package for your package. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Think of it as a cornucopia for your balls. Manscaped has been busy and just launched their refined body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner. Both feature the Manscaped signature scent, which will help unlock your confidence this year. Your boys and your body will be oh so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash shampoo and conditioner. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
So here's a question. So yeah. Are you familiar with the image Pillars of God by Hubble?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically three giant spires of what I think is dust and stuff. And that is the birthplace of stars. And stars are born from the tips of these things. Yes. And they're like, they look like either, you know, fingers of God or a bunch of space dicks. And they're just shooting planets.
And in fact, they think that this dust, it interacts very bizarrely with plasma and generates insane amounts of heat. And they do think it's where stars are made from.
Hmm.
This dust, it creates the structure and it just builds. And eventually it's like you have a new star, and this new star is what can sustain life and grow into these like biospheres, which is essentially what we live in.
Yeah. Right? And the dust that doesn't form the star creates the planets. Possible.
Right. We are like, our solar system is like an atom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this system that's revolving around
energy,
you know, plasmic energy held together by these tiny particles that are essentially carbon, hydrogen, helium, which is exactly what dust is comprised of.
Like
these tiny little molecules. It's not molecules because it's nuts.
Yeah. Just dust.
And they're like, we're going to be able to see. And like, now here comes the conspiracy part of this, because the tradition right now, the most common conspiracy angle on the James Webb is that they're going to turn the James Webb on, and for the first time we're going to have irrefutable proof of extraterrestrial life.
Right. Yeah.
Some people say the conspiracy is that, yeah, you're right. That's why they've been doing all these disclosures.
Mm.
They knew that when you flip this thing on, like someone's like, hey, yeah, James Webb's great, but it's like turning the lights on.
Right, yeah.
You know, when you got roaches, you're like, everybody's going to see the roaches.
Maybe that's why they kept James Webb's name on the telescope, because if it was named after someone people loved, they'd be like, turning this on brought the destruction of humanity. Do you want it to be named after a really cool woman that did some awesome math back in the day, or do you want a douche like James Webb? Let's just put it on.
Let's
James.
Make it seem as boring as possible.
Exactly. Let's just try to sweep that name under the rug. Because if everyone be like Beyonce, the Beyonce telescope, yeah, you ruined humanity. Thanks, appreciate it.
Wow, the Foghorn Leghorn racist telescope. Wow.
Really
seems like you don't want us to pay attention.
Yeah, you kind of just want us to not talk about that thing that's going to kill us.
So that line of thinking is. You know, we turn it on. Everybody's like, wait a second, what's that?
And they're
like, okay, you got us.
Yeah.
We've known these were there. We've slowly, softly disclosed all this to you. Sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
Sorry, people, my bad. But now we're showing you. What do you want to see? And you're like, okay, can you show us Mars? Like, oh, so there has been structure on Mars. And they're like, yeah, we knew it. We just, you know, we wanted to be sure before we told people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't want us to tell you that and then be like, oh, nope, it was just a rock.
What do they have? Here's an interesting thing. What do they have to gain from doing this versus not doing this?
Maintaining order. Not doing what?
Like, they didn't have to build a telescope. Basically, they put themselves in the position to where they'd be like, well, I guess we have to tell people now. Couldn't they just be like, you know, if we don't build this, we don't tell anybody?
Well, the answer to that question, in the vaguest terms possible, is whatever the benefits of this telescope, they outweigh the risk of people discovering.
Yeah, but what are the benefits? I guess just getting off this planet? Damn rich folks.
Yeah, and it's getting off this planet, or it's understanding what our adversaries are. They're like what we're up against. So it's either finding some place to live or just understand the cosmos.
Right.
Grand scheme of things, it was like under $20 billion. That seems a bargain.
Yeah, especially if what if they're like NASA's like, oh my god, we found a planet that's made of Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Let's just build
something. Doge would go moonshot. There's some guy that he bought, this happened to another friend of mine on a much smaller scale, but he bought like $20 worth of some crypto that was like at the time 0.00000 whatever. Somehow it goes up a magnitude of like 10 zeros.
Yeah.
And he looked in his account and his account was worth like $1.3 trillion. And he tried to start withdrawing and he couldn't.
Really?
Which is just hilarious.
That's great.
I mean, I don't even think, and he even like tweeted the employees of Coinbase and he was like, if you guys help me get my money, I will buy this yacht and take all of you on vacation, pay you a year's salary. Which of course, if you're a trillionaire.
Yeah, of course.
If you're a billionaire, you do that.
Yeah. I mean, even if you had $1 billion, I'd be Jeff Bezos' wife.
It's all that shit's stupid.
It's all stupid.
Here's my crazy theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think that the people that have this idea that you could turn it on, we're going to see aliens, I think they're onto something, but I think they're onto the wrong thing.
Oh.
I think what people are worried about is that if we turn on the James Webb and we see space dust and we understand to a level that we've not understood before, that space dust is in fact a sentient thing that's creating. In other words, that life isn't just random chance, but it's not a god.
Right.
It's not even aliens.
It's just dust.
It's just dust that moves because it gets blown by solar winds and by black holes, pull it to places.
Yeah.
And these things, and they're like, well, where do they come from? And they're like, there's no beginning or end to them.
It's just constant.
It's just a constant, like the universe is a constant state of dust. We came from dust and dust we will return. It's like, yeah, like our planet will eventually, our whole solar system will just become more of this dust.
Yeah, we're basically just a chemical reaction.
Right, that's right.
Like we are just that's all we are.
This non-feeling,
Yeah, we're just
compassionate, it's no different than the natural process of like erosion or something.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like the stuff collects, it makes a sandbar, that sandbar supports a range of life, then a flood comes along and it's gone.
Yeah.
It happens over eons for a solar system like ours.
Yeah.
But what we're going to discover, because we're going to be able to look millions and billions of years into the past, it's like, oh, this dust just goes around and the Big Bang isn't a bang at all. It's just, it literally is like a spider web. Something just catches in the electron. Enough light passes through dust, which starts an atom, and that atom then makes its own gravity, and that gravity pulls in, and it creates a bigger reaction, and pretty soon you have a nucleus, and that nucleus, eventually as it creates gravity, and what's amazing about it is not that process. If you watch that process on a stop motion movie, like, in a, you know, you'd be like, wow, that makes total sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how a solar system comes to be. But the problem is that it happens over the course of like billions of years.
Slow.
Time is the crazy thing. We don't we don't really comprehend time because we're just moving at such a slow speed in relation to it.
That's wild.
Yeah. Our experience of time is very, very much slowed down.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, that's wild. That's interesting that like yeah, if this is all just a natural process and us thinking we are something in terms of being more sentient or being like something important in this universe. Nah.
No, right. No, that's
exactly right.
And that's what I think they're afraid of people finding out.
Right. It's like, oh, we're all just clams we just produce waste.
In fact,
we'll be washed away. Something new will happen.
I think that the idea that we just come from a natural process of dust particles that are built from carbon and hydrogen and therefore have properties that allow them to rotate and create gravity and energy, electrons, and therefore life. That is scarier to people than the idea that there are aliens from a planet.
Right, yeah, because you have zero control.
Zero control.
Like with religion, you're like, well, someone's in charge. I can trust the person in charge. And then you're like, oh, no one's in charge?
It's all meaningless. And you're it's just all like, meaningless. Whoa, whoa.
It's like, yeah, so really.
Yeah, that's scarier.
No one judges anybody. The universe is infinite and we matter.
Right. So if
nothing
if,
to it.
If the turning on the James Webb telescope allows scientists to say, like, hey, like, we have incontrovertible proof now that that's how the universe began. We can watch it begin at this point. It's like, well, what do we do to control people? Because once there's no God, then we're in trouble. It's like, well, let's just make up this alien story. This alien story arc where it's like aliens made us. And we'll go back and we'll sort of like rewrite history.
Because
what we've learned is that people will accept that.
Yeah, they'll accept something versus nothing.
That's what I think is going on. It's why the James Webb telescope has been delayed for so long.
Oh,
because what they're going to see has major implications for how we think about our existence on this planet.
Hmm.
And I used to think that like everyone else, like, oh, they're just going to be like, oh, well, there's an alien. And like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And we even talked about this on our friend Sean Donnelly's podcast, which if you haven't listened to, check it out. It's great.
Celebrate. It's the show.
But now I think, well, what if it's not? What if it's it's just dust.
Yeah, what if we're nothing?
And we shouldn't even call it dust. We should call it little, small carbon, hydrogen snowflakes.
Yeah, that doesn't roll off the tongue. Come on. Yeah. How about we're just all snowflakes?
carbon flakes?
Carbon, carbon flakes.
Flaky bones.
It's my favorite breakfast cereal. Yeah, that's that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think that's one thing I've always struggled with. I've always been a fatalist. I'm just like, why would I work hard at achieving something if we're all just going to be dead anyway?
No, I don't think that's the secret to life.
Well, it's not, which I realize the older I get, which makes it too late to do anything, which is
fun. You can tell people that.
No, oh, yeah, that's
in
true.
A way that resonates with
like
them.
In a podcast.
Yeah, you can tell people that like achieving something for the sake of achieving it is one thing.
Yeah.
Achieving something so that your peers will respect you or you'll gain money, fame, fortune, power, prestige, and that.
Yep.
That is a hopeless battle.
Absolutely.
Do it because you love it, because
all
that shit is going to turn to dust. That's the message, right?
I think for me, I've not found anything I love as much.
As jacking off.
As jacking off, which is tough, I think, because I'm like, I can't make a career. Well, people have. But then, do I want a career?
But then what is a career?
What's the point? Why do I want? And then I'm like,
oh yeah, I get to 50 work years for old else,
and I haven't. And people are like, you're still jerking off for a living? I'm like, yeah, I never like graduated to art director or creative director. I'm kind of just touching my own dick.
We've talked about, I don't want anyone to do sex work that doesn't want to do sex work.
Right.
That said, the people that you see every once in a while who they're like, I do this because I love it.
Yeah, good for them.
They're like the happiest people.
Yeah. Sore, probably more sore than most people, but they're happy.
I mean, these people are right.
They callous up quick.
Yeah, so your dick is an entire scab. Yeah,
I was like, oh, that looks like a corn dog.
Yeah, it's awful.
Jesus Christ.
Those people are the happiest people. Now, if their passion and love for something, they're like, I would be doing this.
Right.
If I got paid $0 or if I got paid millions like I do now.
Yeah.
They're always a little happier with the millions.
They are.
But I do respect people. We see it in our industry, comedy. There are comedians. And in fact, I would say most of your famous comedians, aside from being very talented and hardworking, their psychology is either, I will not stop until I make it.
Yeah.
Or I would be doing this for no money.
Yes.
Or for all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's not, that's not what drives me. It's the fame. Like, I'm just obsessed with this art form.
Absolutely.
And those are the two kind of comics that I think most likely make it.
Yeah, I'd say so, for sure. Yeah. And that's probably the same with any profession, really.
But nobody makes, there's certain careers, like, nobody makes it as an engineer.
No, because you kind of hit a plateau, right?
Well, like, you just get a job and you're
there.
No one's like, I finally made it.
Yeah, why can't, that's what I hate about the entertainment industry. It's like, no, there's this level, and like, there's no other thing. It's like, well, I'm going to be the best nurse in the world. Like, because you don't have the Oscars for nurses.
Yeah, you don't, right. You don't,
like, there's made up bullshit. Just go be a good nurse.
Yeah.
Just go be a good actor. Go be a good comedian. They don't need a
award. That is a punk rock ethos, which I get.
Yeah.
And in case you're like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking
this
about?
This is right in context, because this is the existential crisis that comes with flipping on a telescope that could possibly see into the ends of the universe.
Right.
And people saying, well, we know what you're going to see. Right. You're going to see, like, non-feeling but intelligent dust
that
can form basically revolutions of energy through plasma and other things, and through the development of light into energy. And that is what ultimately all life boils down to,
right?
Subatomic particles revolving around one another.
And if people realize that, what's going to stop anybody from buying a gun and walking to a school and jacking off on everybody? They can do whatever they want. Impunity. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, can you?
But that's that whole argument, like, oh, you have to believe in God to not do bad things. It's like, that's not true. You can still be a good person.
Yeah, I don't know that guy can do that.
No.
I mean, if we got to a point where we were like, there's no God, and people were like, well, fuck, finally, no rules.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to jack off at the fucking playground.
Yeah.
I think there would be guys like us who'd be like,
hey, don't do that.
Hey, if you jack off at the playground, I'm going to fucking beat your ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking strap
that's
up.
That's how I get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to come in your ear.
Yeah.
Wet willy you with.
Oh, those are the worst.
Ear cum.
You're right. You're right.
I think that people would, and that was where chaos.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what the reptilians want, which we're going to see on the James Webb.
That's right.
That would be awesome if they turn it on. There's just like an eyeball.
Yeah,
like,
giant. Like, lizard eyes staring at us.
Objects in mirror closer.
I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens. I know that. I don't know how long it takes for us to. I don't know how. So they're launching in December, supposedly, if it happens.
If it happens.
It has to go 1 million miles. How long does that take?
It takes a few months.
Okay.
They can get. You can get to Mars.
Are there rest stops?
No. There's no one on it. Who's resting?
No, I don't know. I don't know if the. Hey, ship needs a break.
The mirror.
Yeah, just let me chill out.
Let's like take a break.
Is there a Flying J?
Yeah, we can get to Mars in a few months, so I don't think it takes.
Okay, it's not. Okay, well, that's good.
But and they got to get it there, and they got to run some. You've had the AT&T guy over, right?
Your
internet. And, like, mm-hmm. he gets it set up, and he just walks around, looks at your house, real judgy.
Yeah, they put these nipple clamps on the wires, and they're like, this one's not right. It's not turned on yet.
It's always testing shit.
It's the weirdest. Like, you're like, this dude, I have Google. Why is AT&T in my house? That's what I say.
It's got to be some downtime when they're like, you know, James Webb is in place. Let's test. Okay. And you're like, all right, I'm going to test the right mirror.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 16 weeks later, you're like, right mirror, Peyton came back.
It worked. It's nominal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes. I should look into that.
I mean, that's how, I mean.
I know someone that works at JPL. I'll email her and be like, hey.
Who's what, who?
They're the propulsion laboratory, jet propulsion laboratory. They're basically responsible for all the rockets that launch.
The ones that take stuff out of our gravitational pull.
Yeah, so they like work on the Mars rover.
Where does the rocket gets a parachute that
drops down, or they have the ones that land themselves now. I think that's
more
common. Amazon and Elon are the ones doing those, but I don't know. I don't know what they used for the rover.
We're going to show up to Mars in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Like vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be. Seltzer. Yeah. It's going to be just him, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos just airdropping in beer and drugs.
And sounds pretty cool.
Three breasted prostitutes into our hotels and just like, enjoy your stay.
Yeah.
You got everything you need. We know what you need before you even need it. You don't even need to name and ask us.
That's
just
why I keep
thinking.
Buying
it'll
stuff
be
on my Insta ads. They're like, they know.
Yeah. This is fucking crazy. All right. Well, yeah. That's all I got, man. Okay.
I'm excited.
I think the James Webb Telescope is one of the most exciting technological developments in my lifetime. I'm very excited for it. We've made huge strides in our understanding of the universe thanks to the Hubble Telescope. Mm-hmm. Now with the they're calling it the JWST to get away from the controversy
good.
Of his name.
Yeah, rolls right off the
top. Yeah, right. Yeah. So the Jewist.
Oh, yeah, the Jewist. Yeah. I guess that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, the Jewist telescope is going to allow us to see close to the beginnings of the universe to identify the dust and what it actually that it's doing, plus see the exoskeleton of planets that might have life like ours.
Cool.
All of that is groundbreaking, smoking gun type stuff that we conspiracy theorists have been itching for decades. So I'm super excited. I can't wait to see the results.
Yeah,
open-minded. I'm very open-minded.
Yeah, and if it leads to nothing, well, you know what? That's dust.
Yeah. And they're planning like an even bigger one too.
Oh.
Like this is just like
Well, that's why they didn't use Beyonce for the name, because they got to save that for the biggest.
The big.
The most popular, biggest one? Hell yeah.
Well, that's it, man.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Well, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
Peace.
Peace.